WGCL Bloomington.
Insurance rates going up? Try Erie's Rate Lock. Call Sandy at Sandy Taylor Hometown Insurance, 812-822-2277. Ask how to lock your auto rates today.
The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has issued a severe thunderstorm watch. It's in effect until 10 p.m. for Monroe County. Again, severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Monroe County until 10 p.m. tonight. Updates online, WGCLradio.com.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, it's another Wednesday night, and you are in the zone here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Dave and Terry with you again on another Wednesday night, and we are, as always, taking your phone calls at 333-2665. Lots to talk about tonight. In the world of sports, the All-Star Game is in the books. NBA summer leagues are going on. We've got our third major of the year. The British Open starts in the middle of the night tonight. Of course, in Britain, that's why they call it that. And so a lot going on tonight. And Terry, some quick news here, because this has a bit of a local flavor. Of course, IU basketball, one of our biggest topics here on In the Zone. And again, the local flavor is that we're going to have a Bloomington South kid who I know you know a little bit about and have watched over the years, and certainly a lot of the people here listening to the show. Watched Johnny Jaeger play for the South Panthers for 4 years, and he will be joining the team, the IU basketball team, as a walk-on. Of course, walk-ons, there to practice, there to provide competition in practice, and make the guys are going to play most of the minutes. Give them some real competition, but also wants to be a coach. He was playing for Wabash and put up some good numbers for them, but this is a great opportunity for a kid to come in, be part of the big program. He's not going to play much, if at all. He's got to realize that, but it's a great opportunity for the South kid here.
No, it is, and Johnny is a great kid in high school. He started a lot as a freshman, off and on. Then as the next 3 years was a starter, leading scorer for a couple years, tremendous shooter, a pretty heady ball player. To go to Wabash and play and start in his freshman year and average more points than he did his senior year in high school shows he's maturing, his body's growing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I said, good student. No, this is a tremendous opportunity for him. And, the Zach McRoberts and the Johnny Jaegers and some of the other guys that doing the scout team stuff, right. Trying to mimic the other team. I mean, like I said, Johnny's a tremendous shooter. In practice, he's going to make people have to guard him. It's good for him. He can come home, be part of a Big Ten environment. Like you said, he may never play, and Harrison Niego might have came here thinking he wasn't going to play either, and he got major minutes last year. Johnny comes in with a pretty good recruiting class of guards, and James Blackman coming back, but there's no doubt he'll push them in practice. He'll give it everything he's got. If he's, to walk away from what looked to be a pretty good deal, opportunity for him at Wabash, to want to change and kind of change his majors up a little bit, get into coaching, come back here, and it's obvious Coach Crean's done a great job, especially in the last 3 or 4 years here, and had some pretty good teams. I don't fault Johnny, and I applaud Coach Crean for giving him a chance to come out and be part of the team.
Well, and you've seen him play certainly several times. Compare him to Harrison Niego, because it's not an apples to apples, exchange here. Again, most of what he's going to give to the program is going to be outside of the public eye. It's not going to be on during games. But Harrison did see a good bit of time in some games here. What we saw is a guy who could handle the ball a bit, wasn't a shooter, was going to get up in you and play some defense. So you think about the kid, if he gets some time or certainly in practice, what does he do well that's going to translate to anything? And again, we don't want to make it sound like he's going to compete with James Blackman Jr. for playing time, but what's he going to give the program, and what's his strengths?
The two of them are probably a lot alike, only Harrison Niego is probably a couple inches taller, 6'2 or 3, I believe he was. Johnny's 6 foot. I mean, no, he's not going to be any bigger than that, but probably a lot of the same things. My first thought would be Johnny's a better shooter right off the bat. Harrison might have been a better defender
right.
because there's no doubt that he got to play a little bit because he could defend and pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about Johnny passing the ball and handling the ball. He'll be fine. So it's a pretty favorable comparison. You can hedge a little bit one way or the other on each kid for certain things. And, you know, he doesn't lack for confidence. So I don't worry about him there. Like I said, I watched him play for 4 years and heard about him 2 years before he got to South and knew he was going to be a pretty good player once he got there.
Yeah. So Johnny Jaeger from Bloomington South will be joining as a walk-on the IU basketball program, and a nice article in the paper talking about how he'd like to be a coach, and this is going to be a great opportunity. Interesting twist to this to me is that you've heard a lot over the last few years about how is Indiana doing with Indiana recruits, and they've had some. I mean, you can't deny you talk about Yogi, Cody Zeller, Colin Hartman currently on the team at this point in time, James Blackman Jr. There's a lot of these 2017 kids that they're looking at and recruiting hard right now. But it's interesting to me, though, too, that you've got guys like Zach McRoberts, like Johnny Jaeger, like Ryan Burton, who had come through here, guys that are coming here and want to be at Indiana and paying their own way to be at Indiana. So if anybody tells you out there that the Indiana program is somehow lacking in Indiana in every way, shape, or form, or people don't want to be here, you know, that might not be the top recruits. That might not be Caleb Swanigan coming here, you know, every time, or A.J. Hammonds, but the guys we do have are top recruits. And then you look at the kids, they want to be here and they're willing to pay their way to be here in some cases.
That's right. And you just go back to Yogi's freshman year when those five guys ended up only being four of them stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Other than a Mr. Basketball named Harris, I believe,
mm-hmm.
that was the next five best kids in the state
yep.
that all came here.
Yep.
So, you know, yeah, I hear that. You see that all the time. It's just mainly it's just people that just don't like Crean. So they're not going to give him any credit when he does something great, and they're not going to look at it and go, well, you know, why did he get that guy? If he's going to, as our good friend sometimes wonders, well, why did we go to Texas to get a 6'9 guy to sit on the bench
mm-hmm.
when we could actually get an Indiana kid that everybody would pull for and be a bigger hero
Here
than the
go.
Guy when he comes in? So that happens, but yeah, all four of the major big boys that are in this state for next year, you can bet we want all of them
yep.
if we can get them, no doubt.
And they're going to try. We got to take a quick break when we get back. Pacers Summer League. Terry's seen a little bit of these kids. We'll talk a little bit about what they've got, how they look right now when we get back. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Dave and Terry with you in the zone.
July brings warmer temperatures and falling prices at Hoosier Workwear Outlet. All month long, you can save big. Save $2 off Carhartt pocket tees and Henleys. Save 10% off Carhartt shorts. Save 20% on all lacrosse boots. And Carhartt pants, regularly $55, are now just $30. These savings are on regular priced in-stocked items, so beat the heat and save some cold, hard cash throughout July at Hoosier Workwear Outlet between 3rd and 4th Streets on South Rogers Street in Bloomington.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Motor Service is your local Carquest Auto Parts store located at the corner of 5th and Rogers in Bloomington. Motor Service is your professional auto parts store specializing in paint and body supplies with complete machine shop services. You know, summertime is finally here, and it's a great time to fix up your car. So why not beat the heat with Carquest? Carquest will give you the good service you expect at a price you can afford. Remember, Motor Service wants to help you.
Hello, I'm Bob Taylor, president and CEO of Owen County State Bank, with locations in Spencer, Gosport, just east of Ellettsville on Highway 46, and on South Walnut in Bloomington. We are determined to deliver the best in banking service to you and your family with home and business lending, easy mobile access, and great personal bankers convenient to you. We want to be your bank of choice in Owen, Monroe, and surrounding counties. I'm Bob Taylor, inviting you to Owen County State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome to Road Trippin' with Jacques and Cousteau, the next generation of service dogs and beloved mascots at Morrison's Appliance and Service. Join Buddy Bill and Don as they teach these young pups about life and the wonderful natural world which surrounds us.
You got anything you want to talk about this morning?
Just enjoying the weather when it's nice and when it's raining, you know, realizing that,
I understand.
Hey, Indiana needs this, so we get those bright green trees.
Grass is starting to green up a little bit. Of course, we got a lot of rain when we should have got snow,
yep.
But we don't have to shovel rain.
Groundhog was right. Early spring.
Yeah, you can't. I told you, them animals are smart.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's going on.
Yep.
And that groundhog knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
They're not dumb, boys, I tell you. Animals are smart.
Yeah.
And it's all brought to you by Morrison's Appliance, the place to go for the brands you know.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Terry here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. 812-333-2665 is our phone number. And moving on, but staying in the hardwood, the Indiana Pacers filling out their roster. Last we heard, Al Jefferson was being signed to a $30 million contract, 10 a year. And there were rumors that Aaron Brooks, a point guard that had played last as a backup to Derrick Rose in Chicago, was being looked at heavily by the Pacers. Been a few days on that. Rumors have calmed down on that, so I don't know if that means good or bad, but we haven't heard anything for a few days. You got to see Al Jefferson a bit as more of a Celtics fan in part of your life here. So what can you tell us from what you understand about Al Jefferson? I know that was the start of his career as a real youngster, but his third year there, he got some real significant time and started pretty much every game he played.
Yeah, he got a lot of time. Then later played with Utah and really in Utah and then at Charlotte. This guy's a 20-10 guy, low post only.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the old man moves. The Kevin McHale duck and unders, the little jump hooks, fadeaways. That's what's going to happen is he's going to come and be the probably the staple on the second team. Come in, maybe play a little bit with Miles Turner toward the end of the first quarter, but by the set, you know, he's going to provide some leadership. I mean, and he's only 31 years old.
Right.
And he came in right out of high school. He's one of the other, you know, come in out of high school. Same time as LeBron and those guys. So he's got a little mileage on his tires.
Yeah.
But and you know, right now kind of fighting the knee injury, but he says he'll be fine, be good to go. Tremendous moves underneath the basket. Crafty. I mean, just he's an old school low post center that actually has moves. And, as opposed to Roy Hibbert, who did not have any moves.
And obviously Larry wants his team to get up and down the floor. That's what he keeps talking about. But we're talking about a second unit guy here. Does it make sense to have a second unit that has a changeup to it? Or would you rather see your second unit be a reflection of your first unit because you just want to keep going and going at the same kind of rate? Or do you really want to see those differences? How important is it to have this contrast to what you're trying to build on the rest of the roster?
I just think there's at times in every game that the other team's going to try to slow you down. If you do develop and the running game goes as Bird and the Pacers want it to, they're going to want to slow it down. Okay, if you want to slow it down, take your poison, because here's Al.
Because we got Al.
And we're going to dump it down to Al for as long as he can handle it. And there'll still be guys on that second team, whether it be, you know, Joe Young, LaVoy Allen, you know, perhaps if it is Aaron Brook as that point guard, they're going to have guys on that team that can still run up and down the floor, and which is going to be fine. Jeremy Evans is another one that mm-hmm. we just now acquired. Great offseason by Bird.
Yeah,
by the
I mean, Miles and Stuckey still sticking around, obviously. And Monte, who knows where, you know, and obviously Paul George is going to be playing 38 to 40 minutes a night most of the time.
But you've got guys that are, I mean, C.J. Miles is not going to have a second season back-to-back that he shot the ball as poorly as he did last year because he's too good a shooter. Mm-hmm. He just is. I think he was hurt almost the whole year last year. You don't hear it. Rodney Stuckey is not going to have a subpar. There's your other, there's your shooting guard on the second team. So you got guys that can run, but that team just talking sounds to me like that's more of a team that can shoot the threes, shoot the perimeter to the elbows with Stuckey. And if not, you dump it into Al. And the good thing about Jefferson, tremendous passer out of low post. If they want to double him, CJ, hey, fire away, buddy. Joe Young, fire away. So I don't think you'll see him start that first bunch. He's going to go with pretty much what Larry has talked about with Young and Paul George and Miles Turner. And then the guards will obviously be Teague and Monte Ellis, and they're going to run. They're going to run, and they're going to shoot threes. And then we bring in the second bunch piece at a time. And if you got to run, I'll just sit there and wave, let you go, and then you can bet somebody's going to slow it down, and Al's just going to get the ball and score.
Well, it's a completely unfair comparison, but it was an interesting comparison in that I think it was Nate McMillan who said, the Showtime Lakers got up and down the floor like nobody's business, and Kareem was always trailing the play and sometimes didn't get past half court, and yet he was still, even at that time, a very productive player. Again, nobody's going to say Al Jefferson is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or the Showtime Lakers. Nobody, I mean, again, and that's important to note. But style-wise, I mean, the point there is you can still run. You can still have your center get up and down the floor pretty slowly and still be effective part of one end of the floor, if not both of them.
And I've saw enough at that time and have seen highlights. Every now and again, Kareem would come flying down the middle and nobody would do anything, and he'd end up with a dunk as the maybe not even secondary, maybe the third break person on that. So, yeah, and Al Jefferson, if his knee's healthy, I mean, Al's not overweight. He's just a big man.
Yeah, he's a big
he
guy.
Can move. He can move just fine. So we'll see how that works. But to have him as an option there, we need some more bigs. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep Jordan Hill. There's guys still on the Pacer roster as you look it up that you have no idea if they're going to be there. But right now, you know, George Niang on the rookie team would be our fourth big guy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this because you've watched a little bit of the summer league here. The guys that intrigue me from the standpoint of I want to know whether they are potential contributors or they just sit the bench every night, guys, and who knows. But Joe Young is one of them, and I think this Aaron Brooks signing tells you a lot about what they think about Joe Young right this minute, and that is he's not ready for prime time for the most part. But the other two are George Niang and Glenn Robinson Jr., because there was talk about Glenn Robinson really being improved and really starting to mature. He's still a young guy. He's 22. He's the second youngest guy on this roster. In fact, George Niang is older than Glenn Robinson Jr., and this is going to be, I believe, Glenn's third year in the league, if I got that correct. But those three guys, what if anything, have you seen out of those guys that make you think you get anything out of them?
Well, the thing I like about Glenn Robinson, the third, is just the fact that he's 6'5", 6'6". He can do everything. He will rebound. He drives the basket. He can shoot the threes. He can shoot the pull-up, too, from 15. And he will guard people. He's just an athlete with a great pedigree. They got to keep him. He had some great games this summer. Now, of course, this summer, big deal. But when you watch him play, you see right away the first thing, and I said to you, you can see George Niang can play.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart. He's heady. He's Luis Scola, that's 11 years younger than Scola.
Mm-hmm.
He can shoot.
You said he's not a leaper. He's not an athlete. He's not a guy that's going to wow you with that.
But he get to the rim and he'll finish at the rim, off the backboard maybe. But he'll finish.
That's
he's not going to dunk over
that counts.
You. Joe Young's got all the confidence in the world because Joe Young is a scorer.
Yeah,
he just happens to be 6'2", and when he played at Oregon, he was asked to do everything. He ran the show. Usually, though, if he made one pass to somebody and got it back, he was going to shoot it. But he was that good. I mean, he just can do. He has no fear that he can be an NBA player.
Is he a black hole with the ball like you were?
Well, first of all, that is a gross misnomer that I don't know who.
I wasn't there. I was just talking to people.
Who let that out? But
I mean, he can't be a black. Obviously, he can't be a black hole. He's on the third team, and we don't have three teams.
He's not going to have a chance to be a black hole. But no, he's going to probably settle into that third point guard. Or you get an injury, Stuckey again, or Monte Ellis, he'll see some time at the two. we're going to be pretty small at the guards anyway,
yeah,
again.
Like, yep.
So no big deal. We'll just throw him out there when he can. He's going to major contributor, no. But those three guys in particular, they've got to keep Glenn Robinson,
yeah,
because he can play three positions technically. He could play point if he had to, and play the three and play the two. And just love his athleticism, and he hustles, and he's a high flyer. He is, again, good pedigree. He knows how to play. Then you go from there. The two, we need big guys worst way.
And it looks like Shane Whittington might be the odd guy out because of his salary situation.
Yeah, Whittington, because the salary might be a problem, but he can play, and he's a bulldog. He's built. He's not afraid of it. Raheem Christmas, probably more athletic. They're probably still fighting each other. And, you're probably going to see one of those guys. Well, either one of them's going to get cut or they're going to spend time back and forth to Fort Wayne again. Unless somebody, to me, if it were me, and I'm not watching practice every day, but I'd have to keep Whittington because of his body. And he has had some good minutes with the Pacers even last year when we had so many injuries up front. When Miles Turner was injured, it seemed like every now and again Mahimi's back would go out on him. So they've got some interesting parts right now. In the summer league, really the five, six guys we've mentioned, nobody else on that summer league team is going to stick, in my opinion. I mean, I saw a couple – I can't even – I didn't even know who they were.
Right.
I didn't know they were on the roster. So will they really have a chance? There was one guy in particular, and again, I wish I knew, wish I could remember his name, that's 6'7", very athletic. And the thing I like to look, when I look at people, whether it's a high school kid or a college kid, even in the pros, are they scared to play or not? Do they feel they belong? And especially in the NBA, you pretty much know real fast if you belong or not.
Yeah.
And this one other guy on the summer league team, I mean, he looked like he wasn't scared of what he was doing. And that's half the battle. It's not thinking you're better than anybody else or confident. It's just like, I can play with these guys. But since I couldn't remember his name, I'd say the chances are pretty slim that he sticks on the roster.
There's a couple names folks might recognize. Scotty Hobson played at Tennessee.
That was the guy.
He's on the league. There you go.
That was the guy.
And Joel James from North Carolina, big guy, 6'10". Jamari Traylor from Kansas. These are kids that were some pretty good size recruits and played some pretty good minutes in college basketball. But of course, again, most of these guys don't end up seeing the roster certainly right away. Talk a little bit. I don't think we've had you on since kind of this makeover. Jeff Teague, Thaddeus Young, maybe still Aaron Brooks, to go along with Al Jefferson. A lot of veterans, a lot of guys that are used to producing, most of which are not used to being the man, and no, they're not coming in here as the man. Are there concerns about any of these guys stepping in, knowing that Paul George is the guy? I mean, I don't think anybody's walking in here without that as being obvious to them. But then everybody else is kind of in, it seems to me, you got 6, 7, 8 guys that are all in one bucket of seasoned veteran pros that are used to producing. Now they got to share the basketball a little bit amongst themselves a little bit more than they're used to. Any worries that they're going to be upset in any way or anybody individual might be?
I mean, you never know till they get to play, because right now you've got a new point guard who can pretty much blow by anybody and get to the rim. He's a decent three-point shooter.
We haven't had a ball dominator that wasn't named Paul George in a while.
No. And last year, I mean, a lot of people, Glass included, talking about, you're paying $11 million. and he came in scoring 19 points a game, and he scores 13.
Yeah. Monte Ellis.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to produce.
And I'm sitting there. And, also, I think a lot of things last year was just Monte, I'm trying to fit in here.
Mm-hmm.
He just played 2 years with Dirk Nowitzki, so he understands the star quality. They had nothing else on that team.
Right.
While Dirk was getting his 20-22, Monte got his 18 or 19 because they didn't have anybody else. So he came in and knew he was number two there. I don't think he knew whether he was 2, 3, 4 here.
Right.
George Hill had been here for quite a while. Paul George was really the only other one.
Well, it seems like we had a lot of defers on last year's team outside of Paul George. I mean, Monte Ellis wouldn't normally be, but if he is taking a step back and kind of trying to blend, he's doing that. Everybody else that was playing a lot of minutes, I mean, none of these guys wanted, it seemed like, to step up and be huge contributors, at least statistically.
And the only guy that seemed to be the next guy that wanted to step up was Monte Ellis, not only in a leadership role, because I just don't think Paul George is a vocal leader. Mm-hmm. I mean, some you are, you aren't. He sure shows it on the court. You don't ever worry about his effort and what he leaves out on the floor. But some guys just aren't. Somebody's going to get in somebody's face or grab somebody's jersey and say, man, you're supposed to be here, not there.
Right.
What's wrong with you? I think Ellis would do that. And I hope, you know, we got a new coach, too.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more fiery and a little bit more in your face. At least he used to be that type of coach.
And Jefferson seems to be that kind of personality.
Jefferson won't hesitate. I mean, he grew up on a Celtic team with Paul Pierce.
Right.
For God's sake, and tremendous leader and vocal in every which way. So this, I love what Larry's done.
Yeah.
If these guys aren't with Toronto, the number one challenger to Cleveland, I'll be shocked.
Yep.
I will. Can we beat him? I'm not saying NBA Finals here, but they're going to be more of a threat than people think.
They have the depth of the veterans
That
are used to producing that the really good teams have. We'll see how it all meshes, but it certainly looks good on paper, as we keep saying here.
That's right.
Got to take another quick break. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Terry with you in the Zone.
I was hurt in a car wreck and don't know how to deal with the medical bills.
Call attorney Matt Lloyd.
The insurance company wants to tape everything I say.
Call Matt Lloyd.
The adjuster is pressuring me to sign papers. I'm not giving up my legal rights.
Call Matt at 812-333-MATT.
I'm attorney Matt Lloyd, and I can help if you've been hurt in a car wreck. You can talk to me for free, and I'll fight to get you the settlement you deserve. Call me at 812-333-MATT or visit my website, myinjurycase.com.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with the NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Jets began training camp later this month, and they made no progress in their contract stalemate with quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. According to Brian Costello of the New York Post, the team was fine with Fitzpatrick missing spring workouts, but the start of training camp will likely be the deadline to work out a deal. The Cleveland Plain Dealer reporting that former NFL wide receiver Chad Johnson will be in Berea to work with the Browns receiving corps. Johnson will not be there in any official capacity, but will be there informally to work with a group that includes four 2016 draft picks. And will Wes Welker be suiting up next season? The wide receiver telling SiriusXM Blitz on Tuesday, quote, I think there's like a small percentage out there. For the right situation, the right team, I would still go out there, but I think it all depends. And finally, three first-round picks still without deals. They include Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa, Jets linebacker Darren Lee, and 49ers offensive lineman Joshua Garnett. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, you're back in the Zone with Dave and Terry on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. A couple quick programming notes for you. It is, of course, All-Star Week. So the Reds have been off just like everybody else has. We'll pick them back up on Friday and Saturday nights, 7 o'clock. They are home to Milwaukee. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we've got an interesting thing here. This is produced in conjunction with the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Association. It is a Network Indiana special, the 25 Greatest Indiana Sports Stories. So I'm sure there'll be some interesting stuff in there. I don't know how you boil down over 100 years worth of Indiana sports into 25 particular stories. Want to bet Milan's up there in the top five?
Yeah, Milan will be up there. Beat several.
That might be the only one I can peg right this minute. But
former, well, still good buddy of mine, a former HD writer, Lynn Hauser, will be one of the 25 that penned a story. And I think those – I heard some of this the other day on 1070 and Greg Rakestraw. So it seemed to sound like these were going to be read, or as it goes through all of this, evidently they'll be talking with the people that penned the story.
Great.
Or how they did this. So I'm going to have to tune in, because I lived through a lot. We all did, but me being a little older than you, I've been through a lot of those. I'm interested to see. I don't really care how they're ranked. I'll just be interested to hear somebody talk about them.
Right.
Especially when you get back into my era in the early 70s, and then you move up through today. It ought to be interesting. I know I'll probably give a listen.
Yeah, no question. Before we talk about the All-Star game that everyone was off for in the last couple of days, there is the next golf major of the year. The third golf major of the year is starting middle of the night tonight. Dustin Johnson's coming off his U.S. Open victory and has had some good finishes in the British Open. It is such, of course, a unique task to win a British Open because of the way the weather plays, and the way sometimes really the golf course is at the mercy of the weather, and as are all the golfers. But, of course, you're usually going to see the best players in the world win the biggest tournaments. So there is that. It's being held at Royal Troon, which is in Scotland. What's interesting, looking at the Open champions that have made it at Royal Troon, it doesn't necessarily jump out at you like it did last year when we were looking at the group, or 2 years ago when we were looking at the groups that had won at the venues you're talking about. 2004, one of those ultimate long shots that nobody's ever heard of before or since, Todd Hamilton.
Yeah.
Justin Leonard, Mark Calcavecchi, of course, guys with real nice careers, no question about it, but hardly in the top 10, 15 of all time. Tom Watson, Arnold Palmer, of course, are, so that's a little different. Tom Weisskopf, everybody knows Tom as much, sure. At least as much from the broadcasting nowadays, in more recent times as it was a nice career also. But, it's not a huge list of heavy hitters across the board. It's some nice players, and it's a couple of meh, and then Tom Hamilton. There is always the question to me is, is this one of those tracks where the best is going to shine and the best is going to stand out? Zach Johnson last year, Phil Mickelson in recent years, is it going to be one of these guys, or is it going to be that guy out of nowhere? You're at a period right now where you've got a group at the top that is playing really, really well across the board, 4, 5, 6 guys. It's an exciting time to me because you can continue to name those guys, but it's still 5 or 6 guys that you have to name every time. It's not, it might be Tiger, it might be Phil.
No, it's exactly. And you've got, Dustin Johnson, who right now has won the last two.
Yeah.
Jason Day, obviously, unbelievable right now. You look at some of these, and everybody talks about, Rory McIlroy, and of course, Spieth. Sergio Garcia popped up in just about everybody's list here. And our friend Mr. Glasscott, who does a fantasy column for Golf Week magazine, he's got Dustin Johnson as his favored pick. Jason Day, Rory, Spieth.
I think you have to. He's coming off of two tournament wins, and again, the U.S. Open and then a World Golf Championship.
You get that, and then, of course, Adam Scott. I think you hit it. I think this particular track is going to be something where I just think somebody in your top 10 guys is going to win. As I look through today, looking through several prognostications from CBS to ESPN to the Golf Week magazine site to see what Glass had to say. There's pretty well, you can name 8 to 12 guys and you're going to hit everybody's. The name that kept coming up that shocked me was Brandon Grace.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of majors recently.
He's been right up there. I never would have thought of him. And the guy's name that didn't come up that has been in majors in recent years is Justin Rose.
Yeah.
He wasn't in anybody's radar. for this. So I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you he's my dark horse just because nobody's talking
Justin
about him.
Justin Rose, there you go.
And but, yeah, I mean, it's the bad part about this is it starts so early. Of course, they'll play it all again on the Golf Channel at night, which is good. That's right. Where I'll see it, you know, unless I just get a few breaks at work to check it out. But it's going to be an interesting course. It's one of the old-time great courses, and I'm not a Sergio Garcia fan. I mean, I'm not a big guy that likes to root for Sergio, but, you know, Dustin Johnson finally got his. I'd love to see Sergio get his.
Well, you know,
I really would.
He's had some times here, yes. Not that long ago, where, in fact, I think he won earlier this year one of the big tournaments, not a major, but one of the bigger tournaments.
Right.
You know, he's not too far off. And, you know, I hate to say this is an easier course. I won't say that. But when you've got some guys that maybe aren't at the top of your, you know, at the tip of your tongue, the top players in the world winning, it would almost, you know, lend a Sergio Garcia to be out there in more of a Justin Leonard Calcavecchia type of profile. To me, what, you know, the Dustin Johnson thing, look, in the last year or two, I don't know that anybody's been playing as well as him, but you can see the exact same thing about Jason Day.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the exact same thing about Jordan Spieth. The guy you can't say that about but is always going to be in that top five, and I like him for a different reason right now, is Rory McIlroy. Of course he's one of the best top five, so it's not an upset if he would to win this British Open. But what's interesting right now is if you listen to him this week,
oh,
he's pissed off.
Yes.
And up till now in Rory McIlroy's career, you've heard him be very upfront about a lot of things and a lot of things that have gone on in his life. And we remember the back nine at the Masters and, you know, some other things with his girlfriend because it was a big tennis star. A lot of that kind of stuff. He's always seemed like kind of I hate to say it, but a little bit of an average guy, you know, from a standpoint of willing to talk about stuff. You could seem to relate to him. It's interesting to me to see him angry and irritated and taking people on and mad that everybody's talking about the other guys and forgets that he's the guy with all the majors right now. So I'm really interested to see how he plays this because none of these guys play angry or seem angry when you talk to them. So to start to see them maybe get a little burr in their saddle is going to be interesting to me. And he's certainly, you know, talent-wise, there's no question about it.
Yeah, and I concur. It's like you were reading my mind when I saw that press conference yesterday, and I'm like, everybody's giving him crap for skipping the Olympics. They don't really talk about him. You know, oh, yeah, the big three, big four, whatever. Now we can include Dustin Johnson all of a sudden, and we can kick Ricky Ticky Fowler to the court. Send him packing for big four stuff. But, yeah, and to be honest, he's not been in the conversation. Even at majors lately.
He's not been at his best, no question. The other guys have taken the accolades from
over
him.
On his side of the pond, and it would not surprise me in the least. Not only if he won, if he kicked everybody's butt, it would not surprise me.
To you, do you enjoy this style and what they have to deal with? You know, the links, the weather. You know, the weather becomes a war of attrition if it's really bad. That's painful to watch sometimes. But do you enjoy that? I mean, we're used to hacking around Cascades, you know, so we're used to certain things. But do you enjoy the differences that you see at these British courses based on what
I wouldn't mind
as opposed to what we're used to?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but the television pictures are awful.
Yeah.
You can't follow the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, of course, there's no tree lines to, you know, picture the ball off of in things like this. Yes, I do, because it's different, and we generally only see it once a year. But every time when it's over there, either the weather's so bad or the guys left their high-def cameras back in the States,
right,
or they don't have any over on the other side.
Well, Scotland's not that poor.
No, I wouldn't think so. But if what I like about watching, you can really see the ball and watch the coverage. It just seems like this is not the same. I don't know why. I think it's just the course. It's just the track. And you're going to hit a lot of low shots, and they're just going to run.
Yeah.
But like I said, once a year, I don't mind it because we're not going to see anything like this again. Now, a couple years ago up at Wisconsin, you know, at the last, was it the PGA?
Whistling Straits.
Yeah, Whistling Straits is a similar type links course. But, yeah, this will be interesting, and this is one I just don't see somebody from out of the blue coming up and winning this thing. So I think the people that are tabbing the top 8 to 12 guys are correct. They're smart. And unless the weather is just horrendous and somebody else just the weather suits them for whatever reason, I think if you like stars, I think you're going to see them this week.
Yeah, and you were talking about the coverages. I'm going to say this. We've had 2 years now of Fox doing the U.S. Open, and you can say whatever you want about the broadcasters and Joe Buck, but they've pulled out some very interesting graphics and visualizations of shots, you know, whether it be distances out in the field behind the players or ahead of the players, the ball flights, all that sort of thing, that if you're a golf fan that wants to see what's going on every second, I mean, we're used to seeing golf where they follow the ball in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, following the ball in the air doesn't tell you a damn thing about where that ball is going to end up.
Right.
These other looks at least give you some idea where that ball is going as they're hitting it. I think that's interesting. And as far as kind of nowadays wanting to know what's going on, not having to wait the 5 seconds or whatever it is, because we can't wait 5 seconds to, you know, for a pizza to be done nowadays, to be able to see where the flight is going through this whole thing and see some of those graphically done a little different. I think it's been really neat to watch, and we don't get to see it very often. It's only the 1 week a year. NBC, I know, is doing this. We'll see if they come up with anything. Usually they are not. They're more the traditional. I find that interesting as a golf fan. Even I don't need to see the ball in the air. Fine. Yeah. There's a big white ball flying through the air. That's great. Show me where it's going to land. That's a little bit more important. We've got to take another quick break. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. We'll cover the All-Star game when we get back. Dave and Terry with you in the Zone.
From the first building block to the last coat of paint, Menards is here to help you build all of your projects with an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even sale prices. Now is the perfect time to get the tools you need for the outdoors. Check out our great selection of mowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and pressure washers. Whether you need to clean your driveway, house, or deck, a Briggs & Stratton pressure washer can clean up dirt quickly and easily. Check out the powerful 3,000 PSI pressure washer, plus any other outdoor tool you need, and save 11% on all of it. Save big money and get an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices, now at Menards. Hurry in. Sale ends July 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Who cares about yet another sale? Who cares really about saving up to 60% on some really cool stuff? On all kinds of fabulous sparkly things. This is Barb from Victor Settle Jewelry. And if you care about saving up to 60% on jewelry and watches, then get on in here, because it's time for our sizzling summer savings sale this Friday and Saturday. Rings, watches, pendants, gold and silver, diamonds and colored gems of every description, at prices reduced by as much as 60%. Our regulars know that when we have a sale, it's a true no-bull, get-it-out-the-door sale. This Friday and Saturday, take 40% off almost everything and 60% off a huge selection of final markdown pieces. Get on in to Victor Settle Jewelry downtown on South College Avenue. That's sizzling summer savings this weekend only, from 10 to 6 on Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturday. Don't miss out. We promise to make it worth your while. It'll be hot, hot, hot.
Where do you go when you want to find materials for home improvement? Black Lumber, of course. New windows, exterior doors, paint, Scott's Lawn Care, hardwood flooring. Black Lumber is the answer for all of the above. Black Lumber. Why walk around somewhere expecting service and thinking you're getting a low price? Just come to Black Lumber, folks. 1710 South Henderson. Or visit us at myblacklumber.com. Don't forget, like us on Facebook.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Terry here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Again, quick programming notes with the All-Star break. Everyone's got the week off. We pick the Preds back up tomorrow night and Saturday night, 7 o'clock at home against Milwaukee. Should also note there are some weather alerts. In particular, a severe thunderstorm watch is around until, let me get the time on this, 10 o'clock tonight. There is a long band, a vertical band, I guess you'd call it, if you're looking at a map, north to south. It's just about hitting the Indiana-Illinois border right now. It's going to come barreling through our area sometime, apparently, before 10 o'clock, according to the National Weather Service. So be ready for that. That is a severe thunderstorm watch right now, so be careful a little later. 812-333-2665 is the phone number, and the Major League All-Star Game was last night, and it has been determined by the virtue of the AL's 4-2 victory, Terry, that the Cleveland Indians will be hosting the World Series when it comes time, because they're going to win the AL, of course. We all know this, with one of the better records. No, the AL, again, one of the silliest things ever is the winner of the All-Star Game hosting. Even weirder was to see the AL be the host team in a National League park in San Diego last night. Just to make it even weirder, I don't know how they came up with that. Maybe
oh,
you know.
I do. Of course I
please,
do.
Please, let me in on this, because this is baseball.
Why am I here?
Baseball, I guess.
There were, and why they did this is dumb, but
we won't blame you for it.
There were going to be four straight All-Star games held in National League parks.
Okay.
Now, that's just mismanagement by the people upstairs. Why do that?
Yeah.
So, in the wonderful world of political correctness that we live in today, they deemed that they couldn't possibly make the American League be the visiting team every time. So yesterday was their time, and then in 2 years, they will be the home team again at a National League park.
Did everybody get trophies last night, whether they won or lost?
No, at least they do keep score, okay. And the American League will host the World Series, whether it be Cleveland or Toronto or...
Or Cleveland.
Or Texas. Hey, Dave's an Indians fan.
Cleveland's finally won
just
something,
case,
so now they got to win everything, right?
In case you couldn't figure
that out. That's how
that
goes.
Out. Well, you know, that'd be great.
I was getting texts for a while from my dad with every victory the
sure
Indians had.
Did.
8, 9,
hey,
10, went to 14.
Cubs and Indians.
Hey, that would
what
be great,
a World
wouldn't
Series
it?
That would be.
That would be wonderful. But the game last night, Kansas City, you know, the ultimate small market team, but has been successful here in the recent past, being to a pair of World Series, winning one. They end up making the biggest impact on this game is Eric Hosmer and Salvador Perez with back-to-back homers. Not off of, interestingly enough, again, for Reds fans, off of Johnny Cueto in the second inning. So, you know, maybe a little nice little plug there for Reds fans for Johnny to get beat up a little.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. We found out the rating that Fox got was one of the lowest they've had in years for this. And Glass and I talked a little bit about this. The last couple of years, you've seen the Major League All-Star rosters turn over and become less about stars that we're all used to, these big-time stars that you can think back to the 70s and 80s and just what some of those games, how star-laden those teams were. Right now, it's a major transition time for Major League Baseball. A lot of young kids, a lot of kids that haven't had a lot of experience at the All-Star Game. You got a few names out there, but even those guys are the young kids. I mean, the biggest names out there are Mike Trout and Bryce Harper and guys like that. You know, or a couple of the Cubs guys who are, again, still young guys. Any concerns there, or is this just the changing of the guard and you got a lot of these young kids who are simply the best right now?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, guys get older, guys retire, guys' skills erode. It is different. I find myself, you know, while I'm a Dodger fan, also root for the Cubs, the Reds. I like the Yankees. So, I mean, I have four teams that I kind of follow all year. And with the exception of just the Dodgers, it's hard for me. There was a time that I could probably tell you the starting lineup on every at least National League team, because I followed the National League more.
Mm-hmm.
There are teams I couldn't tell you one guy on some of them now. It's just that's what it is.
Yeah.
And with the generation of my age and a little younger that don't know any of these guys, or very few of them. I love watching Harper play. You know, I like, even though I don't like the Giants, obviously, I love Buster Posey, mm-hmm. great catcher. Love watching Mike Trout run around out there. I watch it just because I'm a baseball fan, and sure. I'll watch it. But I do, if anything else would have came up last night that needed to be done ahead of that, I probably would have done that too.
Yeah.
Or in place of. And I just don't think baseball's as popular with the younger generation as it was when I were their age.
Well,
so,
and I'm just one guy. It's all anecdotal for me. But I think back, I'm not a huge baseball fan either, but I think back to those old, you know, 70s and 80s teams and even into the 90s. And again, you could almost name the all-star teams ahead of time because you knew all these stars. And it was, I mean, it was enormous, the names that you were talking about, and year after year after year with these guys. And you might fill in a couple names, on the reserves that are new, young, up-and-coming guys. But it was the older guys, it was the guys that have been around, and most of them were deserving because they were still the stars. And right now, you know, the last couple of years, I just haven't had that much interest in watching the entire weekend. The Home Run Derby tends to run on. I know they tried something a little different from this year.
It was fun.
It was
Monday
different
night,
this year.
I'll
no,
say that.
No question. Different format, so they're making that a little bit more interesting again. But even then, I mean, you weren't talking about all the huge stars that were in that had to draw you in to this game, and the ratings reflect that. So, you know, I agree with you. It seems to me that you've just got to get these guys established again.
And, they'll be fine.
You know, the Cubs' success is one way to do that because these guys, several of them were Cubbies.
Different, you know, decent game at 4-2. The National League, all their best pitchers, Bumgarner, Kershaw, Strasburg, and Syndergaard didn't pitch. Arrieta, who's faltered lately, but he didn't pitch.
Mm-hmm.
The National had to get an early lead and try because the American League bullpen was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They got behind 4-1, scored one more run after the fourth, and lost 4-2 because the American League bullpen was better.
Yep. Folks, music means we got to head on out of here. Terry, thanks for coming in. Glass will be with us, back with us on Monday, so he and I will be joining you 6 o'clock then. Again, Reds take over again on Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock, both nights against Milwaukee, and Glass and I will talk to you Monday. You've been in the zone.
It's your friend Sean Hannity, and with the election on the horizon, well, you've got a lot of important choices ahead of you. But let's not talk politics for just a second and focus on your home. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Juan Carlos Carrasquel of the JuanSells.com Realty Company. He has a system that outmarkets 99% of agents in Bloomington. Now, because of that, if he can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, he'll buy it himself. Now, you risk nothing, since at any point, if you're not happy, guess what? You can fire him and pay nothing. And if I needed to sell my home, well, I'd call Juan Carlos Carrasquel at 812-369-0785, 812-369-0785, or online at JuanSells.com, JuanSells.com. And consider your home